Joining me now in the studio and giggling away is Andrew Woodcock from Brentwood Community Print and Liberal Democrat councillor and former mayor of Brentwood, Vicky Davis. Good afternoon, both.
Good afternoon.
Hello there. Now, we're here to talk about the Ted Baer's Confidence and Empowerment Training Course. But first, Vicky, can we just spend a couple of minutes talking about your time as mayor? Did the job keep you busy?
It was very busy. It was absolutely incredible and probably one of the most wonderful experiences I shall ever have in my life. It was such an honour to be the borough's first citizen, and going out and about meeting people both inside the borough and outside of the borough was absolutely amazing, but it was very, very busy.
Yeah. I mean, are you glad it's all over now, or do you miss it?
I miss it because it is, you know, it is such a buzz and you sort of really exciting. And every week I think, oh, gosh, what am I doing this week? But I have to say, and you're made to feel so special during that week that I think if you're allowed to do it for more than 1 year, you might believe you were special. So, no, I'm very happy to have handed over to Mark, who's also, you know, hopefully, you know, I know he's doing an excellent job. And now perhaps take a breather.
Yeah, well, you're still busy. You were out this morning, weren't you?
Yes, I am busy. Still work part-time as well in my training. And also, during my year, I had a nominated charity, of which the Community Print was one.
Right.
And it's been absolutely fantastic now to be able to give a few hours a week, actually, with them as a volunteer member of the print. And that's obviously the reason I'm here today, supporting Andy. So
wonderful.
For me, again, this is something that having the mayoral year has opened new doors for me and given
fantastic.
Me new experiences.
So I'm sure it was a great year all over, but what was your best experience as mayor?
Oh,
what do you think?
Gosh, I suppose if we're talking about Brentwood, it was walking on the lighting up of Brentwood down the high street, behind the lit candles of the churches together, behind the Imperial Youth Band, and wearing full robes and seeing the community, thousands of people.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, it nearly brought tears to my eyes.
Very moving.
It was like one of those moments in time you capture. That
Absolutely.
Was probably the best one in Brentwood.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you for that. Now, as you say, you're here today with Andrew from Brentwood Community Print to talk about the Ted Baer's Confidence and the Empowerment Training Course. So you've more or less said it, really. Then my next question was, how did you get involved in that? It was a connection with your charities,
well,
as mayor, was
and
it?
Yes, and the reason I chose them as one of my charities was about a year before, in the role as my role as a councillor, through one of the committees, I was made aware of the Community Print, because to my shame, I hadn't really realised the work that they were doing outside of the print, for the many years before.
Yeah.
And I went up and paid a visit 2 or 3 years ago, and I was absolutely blown away by the superb support network. The fact that, yes, it's a working print shop, but when you open the door, it's almost like a beam of light comes out because of positivity. And I thought, gosh, I think I'd like to be, I'd like to sort of play a small part in this.
Absolutely.
And that's why it was one of my charities. As I said, I've made new friends through it. I mean, all my charities, were chosen because they mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
Talking Newspapers, St Francis Hospice. So this one I have linked back in with.
Yes, and we've got a wonderful man sitting next to
you
us
have
here,
indeed.
Haven't we? It's Andy Woodcock. So, Andy, for those who don't know, tell us what the Ted Baer's campaign is all about, please.
All right, Bob. Well, the Ted Baer's campaign, it came about through a grant from the Big Lottery Fund. We were lucky to be very successful in getting that. And we saw that a lot of people were coming to Brentwood Community Print, very low self-esteem, very low confidence, didn't know how to deal with customers, and a lot of that was down to they just never experienced that before, never had the training.
Yeah.
So I put my head together with Audrey Clark, one of our directors, and we devised the Ted Baer's campaign.
Right.
There's many different aspects and arms to that, but what we're primarily here to talk about today is the Confidence and Empowerment course.
Yeah.
And it is over 6 sessions, an hour per week, where you can learn confidence skills and empowerment skills that I use myself, that we use in the shop with people.
Yep.
And it shows you different ways to build your confidence, how to engage in small talk, how to feel like you're on the same level with somebody when you're talking to them. We look at different things like how to face fear, how to not think of yourself as a failure.
Yeah,
everything from that, from body language, how to keep eye contact with people, all sorts of stuff. So we're 90% the way through the sort of pilot programme. We're on session 5 this week. And so far, so good, having really good, positive responses from people.
Good, good. You know, you've answered most of my questions in one speech there. Well done. Thank you, Andy. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask was, what are the aims of the course you're running? And you've more or less said it, really. It is to instill confidence and empowerment into people. And as someone in the past who suffered with anxiety and low self-esteem, I really understand what you're going through there, but probably for people who haven't suffered anything like that, it might be difficult for them to understand what you need to know, how to make eye contact with people and things like that. What sort of reaction have you had from the people on the course at the end of the course?
One of the other aspects of the course is, as well as the hour where we're sort of in the training room talking about these things, myself and Vicky then invite everybody to come over to the cafe and have a spot of lunch with us.
Right.
And it's really there that you see people starting to employ some of the things which we've been talking about.
Fantastic, yeah.
And they may not even be doing it sort of consciously, but it's obviously getting in there. You know, there's a lot of eye contact going on. There's a lot of relaxed body language. There's good conversations going on around the table, where if you stretch right back to week one, everybody's sort of sitting there staring at the floor, very, very nervous. And I really want to get across the point when I'm talking to people that, you know, I, like yourself, Bob, I've been there.
Yep.
You know, I went through a really bad time. My self-esteem was completely gone, you know, and this is how I got myself back on my feet.
Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. So you've got more sessions coming up. I mean, you started this some time ago, was it? About 6 months ago, was it?
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Oh, right.
This is the pilot course, which we're just in the process of running now.
Okay, yeah.
So it really started couple of months back.
Okay.
What we're looking to do now is build a waiting list of people, because
right,
we're going to be rerunning this course as the months go on.
Yeah.
So the idea is we have 6 weeks, I have a week's break,
right,
and then we start with another 6 people for another 6 weeks. To make it nice and easy and accessible for everybody, we're going to have a maximum of 8 people.
That's good.
Per course.
Yeah.
Because I have seen these courses done before via sort of the NHS, where you turn up and you walk in and there's sort of like 50 to 80 people in the room.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about anxiety, that's not a good start.
Not good, no. So, you know, in these days where there seems to be a charge for everything, how much is this going to cost?
Completely free.
Ah.
Yep, completely
how about
free.
That? Wonderful. So when does the next course start?
The next course is penciled in to start on the 10th of September.
Right.
And it will be at the Recoil Trampolining Centre in Worley, which is just literally across from our shop.
Okay, yeah. And who can apply? Who can attend?
Anybody 18 plus.
Wow.
Yeah, at the moment I think we've got someone who's sort of 19, 20, and we've got a lady who's in her mid-70s. You know, and they're all gaining a benefit from it. So, yeah, it's all good.
Well, I'm sure you'll have them queuing up at the door there. Yeah. So how can they get in touch with you if anyone would like to go on the course?
They can either call me directly at the shop, which is 01277 849021, or you can contact me via email on andy.woodcock@brentwoodcommunityprint.org.uk.
Wonderful. Now, the thing about anyone suffering with anxiety or mental health issues can often be the isolation where people don't actually get to socialise with anyone. And this is also an opportunity to sort of make friends and socialise. Have you seen any of that going on?
Yeah, I think I think Vicky would agree with me that we've seen that over the weeks. You know, we've had a couple of people who've maybe come on public transport and it's a little bit difficult to get there. So at the end of the session, someone will say, "Oh, I'll give you a lift back to town if you want," and things like that.
Right.
You know, there may have been, I'm not sure, but there may have been sort of swapping of phone numbers and bits and pieces. So, yeah, it's nice to see the groups of grow and
it's almost a friendship group.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
fantastic. Well, what a great job you're doing.
And can I just say, it's the first time I've ever been involved in anything like this, and it's quite inspirational because Andy's written the course himself, and obviously doing it for the first time is a bit sort of unnerving, I think, isn't it, to know how it's going to go down. And sitting there watching people's reactions and responses, just as Andy said, it has been such a positive reaction.
Fantastic.
It's amazing, you know. And I'm just really blown away by the whole fact that at the end of 6 weeks, hopefully people will feel that they can take look life in the eye again.
Yes.
And regain some of that confidence, and also still be part of the Community Print family if they require ongoing support.
Indeed, yep.
Well, fantastic community project. Well done, people. Absolutely love it. Once again, the telephone number, if you'd like to get in touch with Andy, is
01277 849021.
Right, and we'll put all those details on the Phoenix FM website, so if you did miss any of that, you can check back later and get the information there. Well, best of luck. I don't know what to say. I think it's absolutely wonderful what you're doing, and thank you both very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Cheers.